Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, the PSNI is warning they will be on the streets of Belfast tonight in greater numbers than last night in case of further violence. A motorist has been taken to hospital following a collision in Clonmany this afternoon. A man has appeared in Derry Magistrates Court today charged with possessing a firearm under suspicious circumstances, and the Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe has been taken off the market. These stories and full plus more to follow. Mark Alher will have the latest sports news at around 2:45. But first, the PSNI is warning they will be on the streets of Belfast tonight in greater numbers than last night in case of further violence. Extra officers are being deployed from across Britain to assist. A man's appeared in court charged with rioting after a night of unrest, which saw adults and children fleeing as homes and vehicles were set on fire. That broke out after a knife attack on Monday. A Sudanese refugee has been charged with attempted murder. The North Secretary of State, Hilary Benn, is condemning last night's violence.
Nothing can justify the violence that we saw on the streets of Northern Ireland last night, with masked thugs trying to burn and intimidate people out of their homes.
A motorist has been taken to hospital following a collision in Clonmany this afternoon. Gardaí and emergency services are currently at the scene on the R238. The driver of the car has been taken to hospital as a precaution. Gardaí say the road between Clonmany and Buncrana remains closed to allow for the road to be cleared. Meanwhile, no injuries have been reported following a collision on the N14 this afternoon. The single vehicle crash occurred near Manor Cunningham at around 1 o'clock. Gardaí have confirmed no injuries have been reported at this time. A man has appeared in Derry Magistrates Court today charged with possessing a firearm under suspicious circumstances. 47-year-old Stephen Paul Coyle of Ridgeway Drive in Derry faced the charge on March 14th of this year. With more, here's Maggie Chambers.
A police officer connected the accused to the charge and opposed bail, saying they believe there was DNA evidence linking the accused to the gun and clothing the weapon was wrapped in. Bail was opposed due to the risk of reoffending, as the defendant had a previous conviction for possessing an imitation firearm and there could be a risk of justice being obstructed. Defence solicitor Keith Kyle asked the officer if Coyle had given an explanation as to how his DNA could have been on the clothing and was told he had. The solicitor also asked if Coyle answered questions and he said he had until DNA was mentioned and then he made no comment. Mr. Kyle said Coyle claimed he had owned similar clothes to the one with the firearm but had thrown them out and that the defendant had a relevant record but it was of some vintage. District Judge Suzanne Rice said this was a very serious offence and there was a risk of obstruction of justice and reoffending. Bail was refused and Coyle will appear again on July 2nd.
The Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe has been taken off the market. The West Donegal Hotel had gone on sale for just under €5 million last year. Director of the hotel, Pat Boyle, has confirmed to Highland Radio News that funding has recently become available after offers they received did not meet their expectations. Mr. Boyle says they have plans to upgrade the hotel, which include new rooms and a spa.
We put our toes in the water for about 12 months and now we've taken them back out and we've now made the decision to invest again, you know, significantly to get the 16 bedrooms open in the next few weeks. And then we're going to start the spa. When I say started, we're going to finish the spa. Basically, we found the funding, you know, we've worked some figures and we found the additional monies that it needed to finish the project. And also the fact that, you know, we had it on the market for 12 months. We had a few offers and they didn't meet the bar. So, you know, rather than just procrastinate and hang around to see what was going to happen, we decided, no, we're going to have to make the commitment to get it finished and hopefully bring it to the level that we had anticipated, you know, before COVID. The new rooms, we actually, all the furniture has just arrived now over the last couple of days. So we're going to have them open within 4 weeks. There's actually two new suites and 12 additional bedrooms. The hotel opened in 1969 and, you know, I think we're probably the fourth or fifth owners of the hotel. And, you know, I'm sure that at some point we'll sell it, but now we want to get it finished and you know, bring it to a level that we'd hope to achieve, you know, prior to COVID. You know, the whole issue with hospitality, you know, it's not just in Ireland, it's worldwide. But, you know, we invested a significant amount of money. We have Sweeney's Hotel in Dunloe also, and we have a country mansion out in Remelton. And, you know, we've invested in Donegal, you know, significantly, and now we're going to invest even more.
A mother living in a Remelton apartment block was forced to throw out her baby's crib because of damp and mould, according to a local councillor. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford MD, Councillor Pádraig McGarvey, says residents of the Old Store apartments are living in poor conditions and need urgent support. He is calling on Donegal County Council's Housing Department to meet with the building's proprietor. Councillor McGarvey says the issue cannot be allowed to continue.
There's 9 apartments there on the Shore Road, on the Old Store apartments. They are in bad state of repair. They're owned by Pepper Limited, and I've asked today that the council sit down with Pepper Limited, highlight the issues, the ongoing issues that these tenants of the councils are having with mould and damp, and rising damp and condensation. The heating systems are old storage heaters and they are not fit for purpose, and I need the council to act with urgency and raise the concerns with the Pepper Limited and have these apartments in a better state of repair so that the tenants can have a better lived experience in them.
And you were saying in there that there's, you know, young children and families that are living there, and you know, it's a worry for them, I guess, these conditions that they're living in.
It is, and the children that's in these apartments, they're babies, and their parents are really concerned. So I suppose they're highlighting the issues with me, and mould and damp is not good for your health. So there's 3 or 4 tenants in there who have doctor's letters submitted to the council raising their health issues from the issues that are in these apartments. So I suppose the evidence is there, and I'd ask now that the council sit down with Pepper, raise the concerns that I have, that the tenants have, with Pepper, and Pepper sort this issue out.
Uisce Éireann have confirmed their progressing plans to restore the permanent water supply to Ilingola. They say works are expected to get underway this summer and are weather dependent, and timelines may shift depending on having the best conditions to carry out the work safely. Careful planning is also underway to ensure that all environmental requirements are fully met. Uisce Éireann say they are also working closely with their contractor to ensure clear and timely communications are provided to everyone affected, including island residents, emergency services and the ferry service. A gender discrimination claim taken by transgender childcare worker in Letterkenny has been dismissed by the Workplace Relations Commission. According to the Irish Daily Mail, the worker challenged her dismissal from a childcare facility at the Creaving Community Enterprise Centre after failing her probation period in 2024. The WRC heard that the termination followed complaints from parents relating to 2 separate incidents, including an allegation that a child was offered a free kiss as a prize, and another where a child was released to an adult without their identity being checked. The worker was suspended on pay while an investigation was carried out, and subsequently argued that the initial complaint was indicative of gender discrimination. However, the WRC did not uphold the complaint. A Donegal deputy has highlighted the regional inequality the county faces when it comes to tourism. Speaking in the Dáil today, Deputy Pierce Doherty says while Donegal hosts some of the most beautiful tourist attractions in the country, there is a serious lack of suitable infrastructure. He highlighted issues facing popular attractions such as Glenveagh National Park and the entertainment industry in Donegal. Deputy Doherty says government officials must intervene in protecting the tourism sector in the county.
I come from Donegal. I can say hand in heart that it is the most beautiful and scenic place in the country. But the problem is, if we're also being serious, there is serious infrastructural issues in relation to Donegal. It isn't serviced by motorway, the North West. It isn't serviced by rail links. I do want to raise the issue in relation to Glenveagh National Park. The issue here is time and time again that we see that people who come to Glenveagh National Park, they travel long distance to visit for the day. day and they find that the tours are not available depending on the day that they arrive. This shouldn't be happening, you know, in a national park. Basic investment that needs to be there forms, and there is types of investment that is required to actually sustain and support and supplement what we have. I've raised the issue of the fact that we've seen music festivals have closed down over the last number of years and the need to support music festivals. The liquidation of tickets.ie recently, this has caused major problems now. We have not-for-profit music festivals that operate in my county of Donegal, the likes of the Rory Gallagher International Tribute Festival, and now we are seeing them out hundreds of thousands of euro. This company that's gone into liquidation is 75% owned by the Deutsche Entertainment Group in Berlin. We need to be looking at all of the avenues. That means our Foreign Affairs Minister, our EU Commissioner, the Ambassador, the German Ambassador here needs to be called in here. There are serious issues that doesn't just affect the Rory Gallagher Festival, it also affects other private festivals in the state, and there also may need to be an issue where the government actually intervenes. There's a question now where we need to look at, do we want to make sure that these festivals continue next year? And if they do, then the money has to be paid, or the state will have to support them in some way to make sure that they continue.
Meanwhile, the Shannon has heard calls for the Rory Gallagher International Festival to be supported as tickets.ie goes into liquidation today. The ticketing site has hundreds of thousands of euro tied up from the South Donegal event and other independent festivals across Ireland, leaving them at a major loss. Senator Manus Boyle says the future of the festival is now in question. He has called on the government to support those affected to protect them going forward.
Leader, I want to raise the concerns about the liquidation of tickets.ie and the Rory Gallagher International Festival in Ballyshannon. The festival is one of the most important cultural and tourism events in the North West. Reports that the festival is owed now 283,000 following the collapse of tickets.ie. This is a major concern for the organisers and for all those local businesses that provided services during the festival. Yet organisers are now facing uncertainty about whether another festival can be pulled together and bills paid. We need to get clarity on the protections that are in place when ticket companies hold money on behalf of festivals and other events. I would ask the Minister what engagement has taken place with the liquidators and affected festivals, what supports are available to organisations impacted by this liquidation. These issues are more than one festival. It's about protecting our community events, supporting local businesses and maintaining confidence in Ireland's event sector.
The time is 5:42. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, home to a full range of Gaelic gloves designed for comfort, grip and performance. Shop now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 5:45. Mark's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. Good evening. We'll start with athletics. Mark English is back in Diamond League action this evening as he competes in the 800 metres event in Oslo. The Finn Valley AC man finished second in Rome last week with his second fastest time ever of 1 minute 43.8 seconds. And he won in Shanghai back in May to become the first ever Irish male to win a Diamond League race. Tonight's race is a heavily stacked world-class field, including Emmanuel Wanyonyi from Kenya, the current world number one and reigning world champion. Also this evening, Andrew Coscarin steps onto the track for the legendary Dream Mile. In boxing, over 40,000 tickets have been sold already for Katie Taylor's final fight at Croke Park. Pre-sale tickets went on sale this morning for her fight against Flora Pilly on September 5th. Taylor's promoter, Matchroom Boxing, believe the event will sell out the venue and are anticipating over 80,000 tickets to be sold. The remaining tickets go on sale this Friday. Moving on to soccer, the Donegal Underage League have progressed to the bowl semi-final of the Kennedy Cup. Donegal defeated Kerry 3-0 in their last eight clash this afternoon, with the goals coming from Dahi McHugh, Zach O'Carroll and Tiernan Caterson. There was disappointment for Inishowen as they were beaten up by Mayo on penalties in the trophy quarter-final. The Republic of Ireland faced another playoff push to qualify for the 2027 World Cup in Brazil. Last night's 1-0 defeat to France means that they top the qualifying group and go straight through to next year's finals. Milford's Amber Barrett was introduced in the 89th minute last night, while Anna Patton, whose grandfather is from Fulcara, played the full game in defence for Carlow Ward's side. With wins in the campaign over Poland and the Netherlands, captain Katie McCabe feels there are plenty of positives to take.
I'm really proud of the team. Obviously, we started off the campaign with two defeats, and we really grew into it against some strong opposition. And I think a lot of people would have wrote us off in this group, but we held our own, and we went toe to toe with some of the best teams in the world. And yeah, as I said, disappointed, but credit to France, they showed the quality.
Well, the FAI have submitted its final bid dossier to UEFA to host the 2029 Women's Champions League final in Dublin. The Aviva Stadium is facing competition to host the event from Wales, France and Switzerland. The venue staged the Europa League finals in 2011 and 2024 and will host matches at Euro 2028. England manager Thomas Tuchel has revealed Bukayo Saka is unlikely to be fit enough to complete 90 minutes at the World Cup. The Arsenal winger missed the March internationals with an Achilles injury, but was able to play a crucial role as his club ended their 22-year wait for the Premier League title. But Tuchel says the Saka situation needs to be managed heading into tonight's friendly against Costa Rica.
Everyone was involved in training, including Bukayo. Everyone made himself available, so we have full choice, and we need to take the decisions now in the afternoon who actually starts and how many minutes we will give to the players.
Everton say they're surprised and angry after being ordered to pay Burnley more than £35 million in compensation. That's after they were sued over breaking Premier League financial rules in the 2021-22 season when Burnley were relegated. The Lancashire club argue the breach impacted their chances of staying up. Everton have appealed the decision, saying the ruling sets a dangerous and unworkable precedent. In local transfer news, Institute have confirmed the signing of Max Johnson ahead of the 2026-27 season. Max joins the club following his departure from Finn Harps and becomes the latest addition to Peter Hutton's squad as preparations continue for the new campaign. And Stephen Doherty has also signed a contract extension with the club. Finally, for this evening in cricket, the Interprovincial T20 Festival scheduled for Lisbon this week has been called off due to what Cricket Ireland describe as external factors. A three-game series was due to take place over the course of today and tomorrow, but has since been postponed due to recent unrest in Belfast. Northern Knights and Northwest Warriors were due to play in the first match this afternoon, while Leinster Lightning were due to play tomorrow, with all three games scheduled for Lisburn. In a statement, Cricket Ireland said that the safety and security of players, coaches and match officials is the most important priority. That's all from the Sports Desk for today. We'll have another update during the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Mark. A second round of public consultation has opened on plans for the future development and visitor experience at Glenveagh National Park. The National Parks and Wildlife Service has published the updated Glenveagh National Park Visitor Experience Development Management Plan. The consultation will run until the beginning of July, with updated documents available online and at the park throughout the process. Dr. Emmett Johnson, Regional Manager of the park, told this morning's Greg Hughes show that the upgrades will ensure that the park will be fit for visitors for generations to come.
This is about setting out a vision for the visitor experience in Glenveagh for the next generation. The infrastructure that we have there now was built in the early 80s and was designed for a maximum of 80,000 visitors. We're roughly at about 200,000 a year.
Wow.
So we're creaking at the seams, and we need to revise the offering. So this is our second round of public consultation. So we initially went out last year with a first stage of the plan, and we've now taken on board a lot of the comments. So we had about over 70 submissions, which was really good. Great, a lot from local communities, Irish language interest groups, and individuals and stakeholders. So we've taken a lot of what they said on board. We've made some changes to the overall plan, and I think we have a much better, vision for the next 30 to 40 years.
People in Donegal are being urged to exercise caution following reports of a scam caller. Gardaí say people have been receiving calls from someone purporting to be an employee of a mobile phone company. Eamon Torsney reports.
Gardaí say the scammer may offer discounts or a mobile phone upgrade and then seek information from the victim in order to receive these perks. They may also request partial payment for the phone upgrade. Gardaí are reminding the public to be alert to scams, never disclose any personal details over the phone, never share codes or passwords and never click links in unsolicited text messages or emails. They urge people not to engage if they receive such a call and to contact their mobile phone provider directly using a verified method to check if the call was genuine. Victims should alert their bank and contact Gardaí immediately if they believe that they have fallen victim to a scam.
And now for the weather, a mix of sunny spells and isolated showers, light to moderate westerly winds, dry with clear spells at first tonight. It will turn cloudier overnight with outbreaks of rain spreading from the west, with lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, PSNI is warning they will be on the streets of Belfast tonight in greater numbers than last night in case of further violence. Extra officers are being deployed from across Britain to assist. A man's appeared in court charged with rioting after a night of unrest, which saw adults and children fleeing as homes and vehicles were set on fire. That broke out after a knife attack on Monday. A Sudanese refugee has been charged with attempted murder. A motorist has been taken to hospital following a collision in Clonmany this afternoon. Gardaí and emergency services are at the scene on the R238. The driver of the car has been taken to hospital as a precaution. Gardaí say the road between Clonmany and Buncrana remains closed to allow for the road to be cleared. A man has appeared at Derry Magistrates Court today charged with possessing a firearm under suspicious circumstances. 47-year-old Stephen Paul Coyle of Ridgeway Drive in Derry faced the charge on March 14th of this year. And the Waterfront Hotel in Dunloe has been taken off the market. The West Donegal Hotel had gone on sale for just under €5 million last year. Director Pat Boyle has confirmed to Highland Radio News that funding has recently become available after offers they received did not meet their expectations. That's all from the newsroom for now. We will be back with another update at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, June 10th. The death has taken place of Michael Quigley, 3 Barnhill Park, Letterkenny. Michael's remains will repose at his late residence today from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. Interment afterwards in Cromwell Cemetery, Letterkenny. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Dominic Diver, Lunya, Derrybeg. His remains are reposing at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, today until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday at 11 o'clock in Chap Public, Columkill, Crockfulla, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam via MCN Media. The death has taken place of Dennis Kelly, 29 Ballyduff Park, Lifford. Dennis will be reposing at his late residence today until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral from his late residence on Friday morning at 11 o'clock going to St. Patrick's Church, Murlough for 11:30 Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass may be viewed online at the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors, Oakfield Rafoe. The death has occurred of Frankie McGarvey, 44 Ballycolman Road, Strabane, and formerly of Castledurg, reposing at the family home today. Funeral from the family home on Friday at 9:30 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in Melmount Old Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. till 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Stephen Porter, 478 the Curra Killigordon, reposing at the family home today from 6 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Oncology Unit to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of John McNamara, Orbeg, Donegal Town, and formerly of Adair County, Limerick. John's remains will repose at Cheer Connell Funeral Home, Drumroosk, Donegal Town until 9 o'clock today and from 1 o'clock until 5:30 tomorrow, with removal to St. Mary's Church, Killymard for 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Friday at 10 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Killymard, followed by cremation in Lakeland's crematorium cabin. Family flowers only, donations if so desired to Donegal Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund in memory of John. House private at all times, please. And the death has occurred of Brendan McShane, Castlecairn, Kilcar. Reposing at his late residence today until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 o'clock until 9 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. House private at all other times and on the morning of the funeral, please. Funeral Mass will take place in St. Cartha's Church on Friday at 11 o'clock, followed by burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Brendan's Funeral Mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.